The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Another My Music takes the air with the same old four in hand, or out of hand. Frank Muir and David Franklin pit their musical knowledge against Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Okay, gentlemen, first round. Familiar gay waltz tunes. A mark in each case for what it comes from, and another mark for the composer. First, as always, David Franklin. This I know you know.
Yes, I do indeed. Comes from the second act of Rosenkavalier by Strauss Richard, and the words that are set...
I said it was Strauss.
...to this... the words that are set to this are, mit mir keine Nacht zu lang.
Really?
I will translate.
Do.
With me, no night is too long.
That kind of show, was it?
Yes. Sitting there watching David swinging rhythmically to the sound of the waltz, it's rather like a sea elephant who suddenly sniffed a sea cow.
Well, one mark for saying it came from De Rosenkavalier, one mark for saying Richard Strauss, total two. Dennis Norden. Like it, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I work on the principle, if it isn't the skater's waltz, then it's Strauss again. And it isn't the skater's waltz. And the words to this, the ones I always say anyway, are one, two, three, one.
Would you like a number, Strauss the...
Strauss the waltz king.
Well, a number between one and three is what I was after.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. Title of the piece?
Oh, I don't know. He has these very sort of ornate titles, like gold and silver and carnival.
Well,
gold and silver.
He didn't write either of those, actually.
No. Viennese Venice.
Can I put you out of my misery? One mark out of two, Johann Strauss, the second or the son, artist's life.
Yes, right.
One mark. Ian Wallace.
Last week, my opening gambit was Tchaikovsky, and I will repeat it this week.
That and you get a mark.
And I get a mark, I feel certain.
Yes, yes,
And the next question is, which ballet this particular piece comes from, and I would have a wild stab and say The Sleeping Beauty. And I would be wrong, because I can see easily. But it is from a ballet.
Yes.
Well, then it must be from Swan Lake.
Ah, I'm sorry. No, there are two more. You knew. No, it's not. I can't.
Cinderella.
It. It's from the... No. Oh, you three more. It's from the Nutcracker Suite.
Oh, of course it is.
Yes.
Yes.
The Valse of the... Valse des Fleurs, Valse of the Flowers. One mark for saying Tchaikovsky, and some gay waltz music for Frank Muir.
Thank you.
He must be writing it down in German. It's taking so long.
Die lustige Witwe.
I thought he might do that to me, yes.
It's a Merry Window Waltz from, by Franz Lehár.
Yes. Or, yes.
Franz Lehár.
Yes, Merry Window Waltz.
Merry Window Waltz.
Franz Lehár. 2 marks, thank you.
Belia leads.
That's right. Gentlemen, you've heard of gold discs. Many of you ever won one?
Sure.
Anyway, a gold disc is awarded to records that have sold 1 million copies, give or take 500,000. Each of these questions is about a gold disc, golden disc, if you prefer. David Franklin, what was the first 1 million-selling disc? Who was the artist concerned? And can you hazard a guess at the year in which it was recorded?
What was the number of it? The metric.
It's number. Rather in your field.
How long was the aria?
I didn't say it was an aria, but it is an aria.
Right. Well, you said it was in my field.
Yes.
In your aria.
It's obviously an operatic one.
Yes.
Was it sung by Caruso?
Yes, it was. That's 1 mark out of 3.
Obviously.
Yes.
The aria from Pagliacci.
Namely?
On with the Moth Deal English.
Yes, you've got 2 marks there. Can I hazard a guess at the year in which it was recorded?
1910.
Earlier than you think.
Earlier than that?
Yes.
They made 1 million records earlier than that?
No, they made the record then, and it sold later on. I'll give you the mark. 1903.
Yes, well, that's pretty good to
get as near as 1910. Caruso recorded Vestirajuba on with the Mothley. Mm. 3 marks, never mind, 3 marks. Dennis Norton. A gold disc was awarded in 1962 to a singer and to his accompanist for the recording of a work by Mendelssohn. Who were they and what was the record?
Was this this young boy?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're on the right track.
The record was called 40 Winks. Oh, 40 winks of a dove. and it was Ernest. It'd been going for years, the record. I mean, it wasn't kind of an overnight hit. Ernest Lush, was it?
Ernest not quite. Ernest Lush.
Ernest Lough. Yes, Ernest Lough.
And his accompanist on the organ?
I don't know.
Can't help you. G. Thorben Ball.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, you've got the title O for the Wings of the Dove. Also, Hear My Prayer. They were sort of what do you call a double A-side these days. Recorded by Ernest Lough and G. Thorben Ball in 1927, incidentally. And in 1962, the record company finally woke up to the fact that they'd sold 1 million copies or more and gave them gold. 2 out of 3, Dennis. Ian, which was the first 1 million seller for a female group and when was the record made?
I think it was probably the Beverly Sisters.
No.
No.
Earlier.
No, it would either be the either the Boswell
Sisters. No, I meant the Boswell Sisters or the Andrews
Sisters. Yeah, Andrews out there before.
Andrews Sisters.
No.
Yes. Now, which tune and when?
It would be before the war.
Could it be the theme song of a film called Shane?
Ah, you crafty old thing. Yeah, well, I know what you mean. Yes. In other words, the title of the song being...
By me and Miss Duchesne.
Wasn't in Shane, in case anybody should want to write letters to us. Yes, that's 2 marks. And the date, you said before the war?
I would say about 1933.
Just before, no. I would say later than that. I'd say about 1937.
Yes, 37 is right. There's your 3rd mark. Good for you. Frank, which was the first song from a musical to win a golden disc? What was the name of the show? And can you name the duettists who made the record?
Was it Jeanette MacDonald? I think we got a bite here, Frank.
Yeah.
Was it Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy?
Yes, for a mark.
Who, ma'am?
Song and show.
Oh, it'll be,
That's 1 mark, yes. That's the name of the show and the song from it.
Was not that song?
Another selection from the repertoire.
Well, I'm calling you...
The other mark, yes. You sound like your Afghan hound, Frank. Let's move on to nostalgia. or as I would put it, ah, nostalgia. Parts of famous old songs from which we ask you to name the song and the singer that you hear. David.
By my esophagus he was ravished, enthusiastic to a degree. He said 'twas just enormous, my appendix vermiformis, but he never said he loved me.
Well, may I just make the point that I feel no nostalgia for this at all.
A neuralgia or something. Not my act. It's Binny Hale and it's a song from a review.
It's Binny Hale and it's a song from a review.
No, it's not Binny Hale and the audience knows better than
that. Well, I thought it was Jesse Matthews.
No, audience knows better still.
Do you?
Well, tell me.
Quietly.
Tell him then.
D.H. Lawrence.
You've had it now. You've absolutely had it now. I'm not going to give you any marks for that at all. No. Gertrude Lawrence was the singer. You don't know the name of the song?
Yes, it's The Physician.
Yes, that's one mark for your side anyway. The Physician from Comfort. Nymph Errant, Gertrude Lawrence. Dennis Norden, for you, a very moving performance.
I've got a pal, a regular Adanada. She's a dear, good old gal, and I'll tell you all about her. It's many years since first we met. Her hair was then as black as jet. It's white enough, but she does.
I don't fret, not more. Oh. That
bit was Frank Muir.
I know. It's my old Dutch.
Yes.
And it sounded like Peter Sellers impersonating Albert Chevalier.
Yeah, well, it was. Yes. It's Peter Sellers from an LP. Two marks. Ian Wallace, your turn.
He may be a big, big general, or he may be a sergeant major, or he may be a little sergeant top.
But
there's something about his bearing, something about his wearing, something about his buttons all
shy, shy, shy.
For a military chest, it's a good, the lady's
best. Well, I got a feeling that somewhere in the chorus there was a fellow called Jack Halbert backing them up.
Yeah, quite possibly.
And the right thing to do when it's his missus singing the solo. Sis Courtnage.
Yes.
There's something about a soldier.
And you should slap your thighs. There's something about a soldier, you should say. Yes, that's right. Painful, isn't
I
it?
I see now why you asked me to do that.
Cicely Courtnage, yes. Two marks and Frank's turn.
The dawn is breaking, now awake to the morrow. My vessel's from the shore is sweetly sailing. Thou sleepest still, my tears unavailing. But still I think to thee, my thought.
It's either Mike Yarwood on a bad day doing Richard Tauber, or it's the street singer.
The street singer or a street singer?
Well, really, but it could be the. Bracket Arthur Tracy, end of bracket.
Well, can't give any. It was O Sole Mio, sung on that record by Richard Tauber.
No.
Yes. And at the moment, we have a tie. A tie between the two sides, equal marks. General musical knowledge, or as it's sometimes called in this game, general musical ignorance. For two marks, David Franklin, a funeral march can be known as a dead march. From which work by which composer is the most famous dead march taken?
Well, I think that's a moot point.
Well, I think it's moot, yes, it's fairly moot. No? So I'd settle for any mootish kind of answer.
Well, I would have said that the dead march in Saul.
Yes, so would the people who set these questions.
It's not a moot point at all, then.
No, not really. You
said
it was.
It's going to be a moot point if he was wrong.
Anyway, Saul by... Did you mention the composer?
Handel.
Handel, yes. Somebody called him the greatest English composer ever born in Germany. Two marks there. Dennis Norden, can you give, please, an example of a broken consort?
I haven't the faintest idea what it is in music. I'm just sort of talking and filibustering, as they say, to give in.
Well, I haven't got a great deal to add to what you've been saying, except
you realise that any addition would be an improvement.
Yes, well, that's why I am going to say something.
Do.
There is a thing known in musical circles, and possibly beyond them, as a consort of viols.
Could have something to do with that, couldn't it?
Ah, yes.
A consort of viols is a combination...
A lot of chemist's bottles.
No, that is file.
Ah.
Which is also a carpentry phrase. No, this is a consort of viols...
Kept in a violin cabinet.
I will carry on despite any interruption, particularly from the other side.
Don't stand for anything.
No, I'm not going to stand for anything.
And enough me interrupting without them.
Is there any great danger of...
I'm just going to wait until I get silence. And then I will tell you that a consort of viols is a number of people playing stringed instruments. And I suppose a broken consort... is when, in some way, they get split down the middle on some everyday issue.
Do you know, I never knew that. That's fascinating. And, you know, all it says here... is a consort is a group of instruments. A whole consort is all of the same type, e.g. strings. A broken consort is a mixture, for instance, strings and woodwind. I think one out of two would be generous to a fault.
Well, I certainly think any less would be a gross injustice.
One out of two, then. And you'll be delighted to know we hear now from Ian Wallace, because it's his turn.
Just giving time for a throat pass, to be honest. I finished the glass of water.
Description of somebody, Ian. He was a viola player turned composer. He spurred on Britain's workers during the war, stopped London's traffic, and his music brightens the desert island. Who was he?
Eric Coates.
Yes, because?
Because he wrote the Knightsbridge Suite.
Yes, for instance.
He also wrote the theme music for...
Music While You Work.
Music While You Work, and one of his compositions called Sleepy Lagoon is used for the signature tune of Desert Island Discs.
On the BBC every week. Yes, right, yes. Good. Two marks, Eric Thanks. Coates. Thank you. Frank. Frank, what is change ringing?
It means ringing changes. When you have a group of bells, usually 8, 10, sometimes 12, they can either pull on the ropes, either heave on the sallies in the order of the size of the bell, in which case it goes dong, 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 dong. Or they can change ring. Change ringing is called by a man called the caller, who's a sort of shop steward of bell ringers. And you can actually call them and change the order. The caller can call them and change the order. Usually ring... when called, after the bell that rang after you previously. Or you can play a mathematical pattern of bells, which is doubles, which is a shorter peal, about 2 hours, and triples, which is a longer peal of about 4.5 hours. And the best known of these peals are the Stedman doubles, and the Grandside doubles and Grandside triples. Does that answer your question?
So you don't know. Change ringing, it says here, British practice of ringing church bells by teams. And it adds the interesting information, I think, with 12 bells, as at St. Paul's, nearly 480 million changes could be rung. Our compiler, Mr. Mason, has taken 4 popular songs, examined the lyrics, and rendered them into prose. For 2 marks, which song has he in mind? David, you will pursue a private part of your anatomy throughout your life in search of romance.
To Banbury Cross, the redundant. I'll follow my secret heart.
That's right, hence the private part of your anatomy. I thought you might say it was I'm walking backwards for Christmas. 2 marks, I'll follow my secret heart my whole life through and so on. Dennis, looking in the mirror, you rather fancy yourself as being attractive, amusing, and well-informed. What is it you feel?
I'm lovely to look at, delightful to know.
No, you're lovely to look at.
I feel pretty.
Yeah, it's better.
I feel pretty and witty and light.
And I pity any girl who isn't me tonight.
Yes, I feel pretty.
Now you talk about that for a transplant.
Too much, then. Ian, the fellow has established himself among your capillaries, and you propose a saponaceous preparation for his removal. In other words,
I'm going to wash that man right out of my head.
Yes. Yes, your capillaries. Two marks. Frank, from the title of this song, it would appear that the county in which you live has been sprayed with hair restorer.
That's very amusing. Because you don't know, and I do, that I live in Surrey. Got it? Got it? Got it? Now, what's the tune? Surrey with a fringe on top.
Yes.
Or who's Surrey now?
Yes.
Two marks. A round now in which the teams are required to give a rendition of a well-known song. Marks for the way they carry on the words and the music. Tunes will be played by our old friend Graham Daly. So continue, men, where he leaves off. David.
Isn't it a lovely one? I just said that this time I'd like to have one just the same as that. Well, there they go. Shut what her. Where did you get that hat?
Superb.
Yes.
What?
Quite lovely.
I wouldn't say superb, just efficient.
Yeah. To win you a lead record.
15 less cigars a day, you'd have made it. Yeah. Where did you get that hat? Isn't it a knobby one, is in the lyrics. I rather like that word. Anyway, three there for David Franklin, and some music, song from Dennis Norton.
The whole day long I'll do the washing, honey. I'll pay the rent. I know I done you wrong. Remember.
Oh, it's enough, isn't it?
Three for effort.
Neatness.
Yeah, three for neatness, yeah. Ian's turn.
That all last Wayne's commenter, holy fair and wise is she, the hem such grace did lend her, that she might admired be. That she might admired be.
Tom. Yeah.
And thus, finally, the sea elephant and his cow are united.
Hey, no,
we will wait and hear your effort.
Yes. Three marks to Ian, and we shall hear Frank's effort right now.
Lily, Lily, hello. A song of love is a song of woe. Don't ask me how I know. A song of love is a sad song. I know, I've been in love and I know. I sit at the window and look at the rain. Hi, Lily, hi, Lily, hi, lo. I'll be here tomorrow.
And
sing it again. Bailey, won't you please come home?
And I'm afraid that is our lot. A victory this week by one mark for David Franklin and Frank Lear. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norton and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard and the chairman was Steve Ray. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.